Oh man, thank the Lord. Everybody happy to be here this morning? Amen. Come on now. Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
We have everything to be happy about. Starting out, I got a little bit of a testimony here. Yesterday, I had a chore and I had everything I needed but a little paintbrush. Little old paintbrush. How often have you been in that position? You got everything you need, but a little old paintbrush. Well, I looked around the house. I looked in Debbie's stuff and looked around, had everything ready. I thought, well, I'm going to have to do something else. But I walked in the garage. I wish I had it. And I thought, man, God, you know. And I looked up, and there hung a little old paintbrush hanging right there on the wall. I had no idea it was there, wide open. And man, the Lord brought me to tears with a little old paintbrush. We have so much to be thankful for in our Christian lives today. Do you agree?
Amen.
Do you agree?
Amen.
We do. Jesus saved us. The topic, first I just want to reflect a little bit on the Friday night service here. Man. It was a great service. It was a spiritual service. Mind you, as I told Sean yesterday, a lot of the folks were ministers, but there was a lot of servants here. The ladies that took care of outside, they were here. And we received a message that was intended from the speaker, who is not a pastor at the moment. He's an elder in a church. But the sermon he brought was directed toward the ministers in the building, but it fell on every heart, and it was meant for everybody that is a Christian today, and it was about being a servant. He preached Jesus was the best servant ever, washing of feet. He says, get off of here, get out among your people, and be the servant. And that spoke to me tremendously. It was a great message, a great time. The Lord kind of led me this way because, you know, I'm all about encouragement. You know, I need encouraged all the time. And I want to encourage each and every one of you in your Christian walk, in your daily life. Because like Sarah's song said, and it goes right along with the sermon topic this morning, when we go out these doors, all the encouragement we gathered here, we need to rely on that. We need to rely on the Word of God that we're going to hear. And the key word is words. I thought about the tragedy that happened out in Las Vegas. And I was reading about some things on Christian news, and it talked about some of the scriptures that come up, they used out there to comfort one another. So I was thinking about my words. Do my words bring comfort, or do my words complain? Do I sound like the world out there? Now think about that in your own life, because I have no idea about you, but I know about me. Do I get caught up? Do my words reflect a Christian, or do my words reflect a complainer about what's going on in this world? And that made me remember a time my Uncle Rick, he used some words, and they were words of comfort, and they were directed directly at me. It was a situation me and Bill had been in an RV, and it didn't go well, and yeah. But Rick, in his love for me, and he cared about me, he called it what it was. He said, James, if you'd have been where you needed to be, that wouldn't have happened. And that's Rick. He'd shoot it right out there. He'd give it to you. But those were words of comfort. Now think about that. The world wouldn't take that as words. You should be offended over what he said. No. Those are words of comfort. If I would have been doing the truth, and sometimes the truth is we don't take it as so comfortable. But you can never go wrong by doing right. You can never go wrong by telling the truth. And I can stand here this day, Rick's words were as true as could be. That I wasn't where I needed to be. I put myself in a position where I should have been. I should have been right here at Drift Run Church or a church somewhere. But me and Bill was enjoying our own thing and got caught up in a moment, and we sucked too many fumes off an exhaust pipe. But anyways, God took care of us. He got us through that. He put us where we are today. Thank the Lord. Think where you're at today, right now. Think where you're at today. Anything that happened from this minute past, we cannot change. We got to live with it. We got to deal with it. But we got to go on. We got to lay it at the Lord's feet. My first note here is, do my words sound like the words of the world? Do I speak with words of comfort, or do I speak with words of complaint? I'm asking myself this. You do with it what the Lord lays on your heart to do. Do I speak with words of confidence, or do I speak with words of confusion? Now think about that. And confidence in this respect is not in an arrogant way. And we'll get into that a little bit later. Number three, there was three words: comfort, confidence, and the third one's, do I speak with words of compassion, or do I speak with words of condemnation? All three of those have big opposite ends of the spectrum, and we're going to talk, and as the Lord was, as I was putting this together last night, the Lord says, you'll probably not get through it all today. So it'll be probably continued tonight. But we're going to really focus on words of comfort. Words of comfort. And we're going to learn that words of comfort is, oh, it's okay, it don't matter, yeah, yeah. Words of comfort are truth. We're going to hear a lot of words of comfort from the Scriptures. We're going to hear lots of words of comfort from the Holy Spirit. We're going to hear words of comfort from Jesus Christ himself. The letters in red, we know, we're going to hear about those. Right now I'm going to pray. Lord, again, we bow here before you, Lord, this morning to thank you, to praise you, to know you are God, to give you glory, to thank you, Lord, for your word of comfort, to thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, to thank you, Lord, for the promises that lie therein. We ask, Lord, you be amongst us here today. We ask you, move upon our hearts, Lord, and help us to seek what you have for us, Lord. Help us to know the way through this life. Help us to know the positions to put ourselves in. Help us to grow as Christians. We're going forward here this morning. We ask, Lord, again, you be with our pastor and his wife today, Lord. Just bless them, and we thank you, Lord, for their lives, their ministry, and all that they do for us, Lord. We just praise you right now for them. I ask, Lord, you get me out of the way, and I ask for your guidance through your word here today. And again, I pray, Lord, forgive me where I fail you. These favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. I got some real comforting, encouraging words right off the bat this morning. A young feller made this and give this to me in appreciation of Pastor Appreciation Day. But look at the words. Listen to these words. I can do all things through Christ. Now think about that. That's why I'm up here. There was a time I could do nothing because I was trying to do it through Jamie. God has told Jamie, because I still say, oh, you can't do that. What's these words of comfort say? I can do all things through Christ. Let's put our trust in Christ. We can overcome everything that lies before us through Christ. Greater is he that was in you than he that was in the world. That is Christ. That is the Holy Spirit. That is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all there. They're all at home in your heart if you know Jesus as your Savior this morning. Have you accepted him today? How about a big smile if you have Jesus in your heart today? Let it reflect. Let it flow out of you. Let's see words of comfort without saying words at all. That's a reminder. to me and each and every one of us here this morning, I can do all things through Christ. And it goes on to say, who strengthens me. That's where we get our strength from. It's not self-strength. Self-strength gets us in trouble. Self-confidence gets us in trouble. We got to rely on the strength of Jesus Christ. Comfort, the word comfort in the just a regular dictionary says a state of mental or physical ease. That's where, Union Chapel last night, we had a pig roast. Boy, it was good stuff. But then we went in and got some singing and a few testimonies come up. And one guy, you know, he said, yeah, man, we need to do. He said, I've come here a lot. Okay, bless me, Lord. Kick our feet up, you know. Another is to help, to support. But in the Strong's, in the old book, in the Hebrew language, it means to show pity, to console one another. That is to help one another. Pity is not look down your nose at them, but pity is, I see your heartache, and what can I do to help? Amen. Yeah. In the Greek, it means to exhort, to encourage, to console, to lift one another up. But we have no idea what each one of our burdens are. I was thinking about the song, Love Lifting Me. What an awesome song. We can sing that with a smile, Love Lifting Me, but it doesn't say what it lifted us out of. I got to thinking of what love lifted me out of. It's Christ's love lifted me out of a mess, out of a hole. And each and every one of us, I think about testimonies. We all have a testimony. We all were lost sinners. We all were destined for hell. You say, well, not me. You was. Till you received Jesus Christ as your Savior, your destination was hell. That's the Word of God. We all have a testimony. We all can share that with one another to lift each other up. Hey, none of us better than anybody else. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we can look around and say, No. Look within first. Compare yourself to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's the standard. Sean, as good of a man as he is, with a wife that just loves him so much, he's not the standard.
Far from.
Me neither. Dave's not the standard. I'm not the standard. Nobody in this world is the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. We got to comfort one another with them words. We got to encourage one another with them words. And here's what I want to just talk about in our Christian duties. And I actually wrote down, we're going down the stretch. We're in the last days of the church age. We can see that by prophecy being fulfilled. We can see what's going on in the Scriptures. You can read the newspaper and lay it right beside the Bible. It's all there. We're in the last days. Now, this is our duties. And we're going to talk about comfort. I'm not going to get past comfort this morning. I can see that right now. And that's okay. We got to support one another. We got to encourage one another. To go out there and encourage the world, encourage that which was lost. Okay, Christian duty. Sometimes we comfort one another, and that's always the good part. Yeah, you know, old Sean, old buddy. Hey, you might need comfort. You ever need comfort?
Amen.
Come on, don't be shy.
Amen.
Come on, this is a real deal here. We got to live like this is real. We can't pretend. Okay. I'm going to start out in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 9 through 15. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 15 says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." What comforting words are those?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He didn't create us to go to hell. He created us to be with Him. Verse 10 says, "Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him." Amen. That's being in the presence of the Lord. "Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their works' sake, and be at peace among yourselves." Verse 14 says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men." That's comforting words. But that's what we're supposed to be doing to one another. We ain't supposed to beat each other up. Okay? Satan does enough of that. Satan gets us down. He wants to kick us. He wants to keep us in that mess, making mistakes. We got to lift each other up. And you'll recognize this one, the 23rd Psalm. We hear that at funerals a lot. And it's to bring comfort for those that have a lost loved one. Or have lost a loved one. But I'm saying it this morning so we can comfort one another right here this morning. This is the Word of God speaking to us. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And that means I don't want for anything. It doesn't mean it's a shepherd that I don't want. It means I shouldn't want for anything. God has supplied everything that I need. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Doesn't that say comfort? "He restoreth my soul." Has He restored your soul? Has He restored your soul? "He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." Valley of the shadow of death. It could mean the literal physical death, because that's something we're all going to go through unless the Lord comes in rapture. We have friends and loved ones that go through. I couldn't help but think of Michelle and Miss Ruth. To give comfort to Michelle, you would acknowledge that. We know that Ruth is in a better place. Instead of complaining about, "Oh, them doctors should have done more." That ain't going to change a thing. The time when our dad died, somebody told Rod, "Well, why didn't you ask more questions?" Well, all the questions in the world and all the answers in the world ain't going to change a thing. Our Father went to heaven.
Amen.
We are comforted with that. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." That's how much He loves each one of us. Find comfort in the words of God. He's speaking to us this morning through His Holy Spirit, through His powerful Word here. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Thank God for His words of comfort. Thank God for His words of guidance. Psalm 34, verse 8 through 19. Psalm 34, verse 8 through 19 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." Do you trust Him this morning? Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him." Do you fear the Lord this morning? "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. Hearken unto me. Listen to the word of God. Listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying to your heart this morning. Listen, hearken. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I want to read that verse again. That's a powerful verse. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. He'll teach us where to be, where not to be, when to do, when not to do. Hearken to the word of God. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? You see that as a question mark? What man is he that desires life? What kind of man just wants to live this life? How empty. How empty is this life? How empty is this world without Christ? It's empty. You can have all the assets that the world has to offer, and if you have not Christ, you have nothing. You have nothing. You see it so often in the world. Billy Graham, and I've said this before, but Billy Graham talked about a gazillionaire he met with one time, and he asked Billy Graham point blank. He said, I can have anything I want. I can buy anybody I want. I can do anything I want. I can go anywhere I want. Why am I so unhappy? Billy Graham told him he needed Jesus Christ in his life. You know, you think about it, we talk about this, our focus on Jesus Christ. If we remain focused on Jesus Christ, all that will take care of itself. Focus on Jesus Christ. If I'm focused on over there, stuff's going to happen, and it's not good. If I'm focused right here, I'm not going to be worried about what car drive. I'm not going to be worried about this and that and them and those and them and theirs and all that other stuff. I'm going to have joy in my heart with what I got because I got Jesus. That's words of comfort. And we got to remember, as I was going through this, I wanted to emphasize that sometimes words of comfort, when they are truth, they may cut you a little bit, but they will bring comfort. That little cut will heal up. We're all going to have scars in our lives. Find comfort in Jesus Christ. Find comfort knowing that we can overcome through Jesus Christ. We've got more scriptures. Well, I didn't even finish that one yet, had I? Verse 13 says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lip from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Depart from evil. Keep yourselves out of those positions. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. He hears us. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, do cut off remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles. He hears us. What words of comfort. I was in a place one time that I did not think he heard me. I did not think there was any way to go. It was like I was in a cocoon and couldn't get out. And there was no way out. But God heard my cry. And he opened that up. And it took a while. It didn't happen overnight. It took a while. But praise the Lord, look where we're at today. Look what God has done among us. God is good all the time. Amen. That's words of encouragement. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. If you ever had a broken heart, man, I tell you what, I broke legs, I broke arms, fingers, kidney stones, ribs, and whoa. Nothing has hurt like a broken heart. Those bones heal in weeks sometimes. It was 20 years before I could tell Debbie I give her my heart. And I apologize to her for that, but that's how long it took to mend a broken heart. God is so good. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as to be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Listen to that. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. When we go out these doors, we're going to have troubles. We're going to have heartaches. We're going to be up against stuff. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. And that was referring to Jesus. Let's get some comfort from the words of Jesus in John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And these words are so powerful, so comforting, that if we'll grasp and hang on to those words, it's enough. It's enough. These are the words from the Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for who? Each one of us. Think about that. Now that should make us shout like the Mountaineers just scored a touchdown. Man, he's making a place for Jamie to live in heaven. He's making a place for Miss Patty in heaven. He's making a place for every one of you in heaven if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. Do you find comfort in those words this morning? Amen. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He's coming back for us. Do you find comfort in that? When you're at your lowest point in this life, when you're so frustrated with what's going on in the world, can you say, thank you, Lord. I know you're coming to take me out of this. I know you made a place for me. And you know it's going to be in your presence. You know, if we keep looking up there at Jesus and his promises, we don't see this out here. We don't see what's going on around. Let's focus on the comforting words directly from our Savior, directly from the one that was good enough, directly from the one that did enough, directly from the one that was perfect enough. Let's keep looking up. Find comfort in those words. Comfort in the name of the Holy Spirit. John 14. I'm going to read verses 26 and 27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, and not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I find comfort in those words. I hope that you do too. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, I'm going to read verse 4. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Do you find comfort in the Scriptures today? Do you seek the Scriptures in your life every day? Not just when we come here. Those Scriptures are as full of power at home, by your bedside, by your easy chair, by your den, wherever it might be, wherever you open the Word of God, there is as much power right there as there is right here this morning. Find comfort in the words of the Creator of the universe. Find comfort in the words in the Savior of your soul. First Peter 5, I want to read verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Do you realize right now you are under the mighty hand of God? That means God is in control. Sometimes we forget that. We think we can control things. But realize we're just a speck of sand in a vast sea. We got to realize and humble ourselves and know that we're under the hand of the Creator of all things, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, point blank, for He careth for you. I'm going to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, about done here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, says, Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word, comforting words and work. And that was the one that made me think you can show great amount of comfort to somebody that needs encouraging, or somebody needs comfort without saying a word. A handshake, a smile, a hug, a note. Miss Patty and others send cards to Mom a lot. And yeah, I don't know if Mom realizes them, but it sure brings comfort to us. Sandrine, I think she makes cards and sends one every week. And that comforts me, even if maybe Mom don't know what's going on, but I find comfort in that. And that's something Sandra does without saying a word. That tells me what? She cares. We do that for one another. We care. I care for each and every one of you. I do. I don't know your troubles. I don't know your hearts. I don't know. Debbie and I was talking Friday night on the way home. We are so thankful that the Lord, where the Lord has placed us at this stage in our life. I feel like I'm amongst family. I feel like I can be Jamie and not worry so much about what people think of me. And that was one of my big downfalls, was worrying what people thought. That's what's great about being part of this. I hope you all feel the same way, because that needs to be a wide range thing. We all need to be able to feel comfortable in our home church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 14 to 18, and it was touched on a bit already today. Now think about this. In your hardest time you're going through right now, be comforted by these words. If you are born again here this morning, these words are going to speak directly to you. Okay? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
Have you accepted that as your eternal hope? Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. And those that are just, those are the bodies in the grave of Christians. Verse 15 says, For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain, he's talking about us, unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. That means we won't go before them. Verse 16, For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and in the dead in Christ shall rise first. those are the Christians in the grave. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18, comfort one another with these words. In your deepest heartache, look that scripture up. When somebody's struggling, one day, my friend, Jesus is coming to take us out of here.
Amen.
We won't be here no more. We won't experience this no more. And last one is the one Linda spoke of earlier. You love confirmation. You love when God puts the Sunday school class, the singing, testimonies, puts everything together. He proves himself to us over and over, doesn't he? He has proved himself to us so much that how could we ever doubt him in just what we've seen right here in this small group? Verse 33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Do you have peace this morning? Peace in your life because of the comfort of the Word of God. Not because peace in your life because everything's hunky-dory out there in your home life. Because it's not. It's like a wallowing bucket of worms, always stirring. Something's happening, something you don't see coming. Find peace in your life through Jesus Christ, through His promises, through His love for you. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world, listen, this is Jesus telling us, right? With his own words, Jesus is telling us right here this morning, in the world ye shall have tribulation. We're going to. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There's a song called The Overcomer. Are you an overcomer? Because of what Jesus has done in your heart. If you got a need this morning, if you need comfort, follow the leading of the Comforter this morning. The Comforter is in your heart. And if you need comfort this morning, right here's a place to come and do it. And I'll guarantee you, you'll have a friend to pray with you.
Amen.
Mind the Lord today.